This is KNKX. The Major League Baseball playoffs are happening. For the 20th year in a row, they don't include the Seattle Mariners. That's despite a surprisingly successful season. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, what was the most surprising thing about the Mariners' season?
That they got to 90 wins by being the worst hitting team in baseball. That is just preposterous. I think there's going to be sabermetricians and baseball analysts that are going to look at this season for years and never come up with an adequate answer. They led the majors with 33 wins in one-run games. That's just ridiculous. But that's a tribute to the fact that they had a very good bullpen, a good starting rotation, and a solid defense. But they've got to do better in hitting in future years, because that is an anomaly that will not be repeated anytime soon by any team.
The surprising success they had finally brought fans back in droves to T-Mobile Park. They sold out every game of their final series with the Angels. But the fans at the last game saw what was likely the final game as a Mariner of longtime third baseman Kyle Seager. What's happening there?
Seager had a good season with career highs in home runs with 35 and RBIs with 101. And he was a great team leader and the most veteran presence on the club. But next year, he'll be 34, and the team has an option on his contract that's going to cost them $20 million. And Seager hit 212. And he and Jerry DePoto, the general manager, really didn't see eye to eye. I think Seager's resentment stems from the fact that he's spent his 11-year career here in Seattle, and they never got to the playoffs. It's not all DePoto's fault, and some of it's random, but I can understand that Seager reflects the view of many fans. They hold management and ownership accountable for this drought of playoffs. It's still 20 years, and as much fun as this season was, they're not in the playoffs, and the fans think they're owed, and I think Seager feels he's owed, and I don't think that resentment is going to go away.
Well, speaking of holding management and ownership accountable, what, in your view, needs to happen this offseason?
I think Chairman John Stanton needs to give a budget to DePoto and field manager Scott Service commensurate with a contending team and not accept backsliding as an inevitability. That's what a lot of fans think. They need to be surprised again. Ownership needs to greenlight a serious budget. Thursday, Service and DePoto held a video conference with reporters in which they talked about the club's future. I asked specifically about Seager as well as Mitch Haniger and pitcher Yusei Kikuchi. DePoto said definitively that they want Haniger back in the same right field role that he had this year, where he was a tremendous success after missing a year and a half to injuries. Service also specifically identified needing a veteran starting pitcher and two veteran hitters to complement the kids. Presumably that's going to be obtainable either through free agency or a trade. And I think the big thing that can happen next year that will excite fans is I think the Mariners are leaning toward bringing up young outfielder Julio Rodriguez, only 21 years old, but he did everything possible in the minors this year. And he is going to be the most exciting player the Mariners have had since Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez. That should bring people back.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.